tonight, 10:37 p.m. in the East. Streaming live on Pride48.com, it's time for Mix Minus. I'm Daniel Brewer. For an intro that has no script, I manage to fuck it up every week. I'm Daniel Brewer. I do not do this show alone. I deal with my good buddy, Adam Burns. Adam, how are you this night?
Did you know they do not make grilled chicken sandwiches at McDonald's anymore?
I was unaware of this, and I'm also doing excellent. Thank you for asking.
Oh my God, we went to... So it was a bit of an emergency today because I had back-to-back meetings.
An emergency grilled chicken sandwich.
I had meetings and I only had a very short window.
I needed an emergency. Did you tell them that in the drive-thru? I need an emergency grilled chicken sandwich, please.
Well, no, but I realized we had nothing for lunch. Like nothing. I had some leftover. I had made this chicken stuff for throwing down that was a Mexican thing.
Yeah.
But it needs to be in a tortilla or something like that. We ran out of tortillas.
Yes.
I didn't have anything to make a sandwich out of, even though we had bread. I didn't have time to cook anything.
Yes.
And we didn't have any microwave dinners or anything like that. So I was like, okay, the closest thing to us is McDonald's. Normally I wouldn't go to McDonald's. But I thought they have a grilled chicken sandwich. They have an artisan grilled chicken sandwich. That is what it's called.
Artisan grilled chicken sandwich.
Artisan. Yeah. Artisan.
Mm-hmm. Using whatever. Artisan chickens.
So.
Le cluck.
First of all, I chose the wrong path to McDonald's. Mark even said to me, you know, Boyfi, it's a lot of traffic at lunchtime. You may want to go on this other road. And I said, oh, we'll risk it. We'll go this other way. Oh my God. There was such a long line at the light.
Amazing. Long line.
So then I said, why don't you go ahead and order my food on the app? He was going to, today's Friday. It's Lent. He has some canned tuna he was going to eat. Mm-hmm. I'm not eating canned tuna. I do not like fish. So
I do not like canned tuna. I will not eat it with a.
And I told him he could get a Filet-O-Fish.
Log. I will not eat it on a log.
From McDonald's because they have a Filet-O-Fish. I believe that's what they call it.
I like the Filet-O-Fish sandwich. I'm a big fan.
I said, go ahead and order. Since we're in line at this stoplight.
Yes.
Please go ahead and order. I was driving.
Yes.
I said, please go ahead and order me an artisan grilled chicken sandwich.
Yes.
On the app.
Hold the artisan.
That way we'll just pull into the slot because I'm sure there'll be a line at the drive-thru. So he goes in the app and he says, there's not a grilled. I'm like, oh my God, there's got to be a grill. You're just not. Do a search. I'm like, search for it. Search for grilled chicken. Search for artisan. Search for whatever word. Search for chicken.
Yes.
And all they had was crispy chicken. That's all they had. And I said,
yeah,
well.
Yeah, they're doing like a new ad campaign for the crispy chicken sandwiches, aren't they?
They are. Yeah, they are right now. And so I said, well, maybe they just don't have it in the app for some reason.
Right.
We're already in line. I mean, we're already on the way there. I don't have anything to eat at home. We got to go.
Maybe they just have some laying around in the back. That they could just whip up.
Well, they have
for
a grilled chicken salad.
Right. So
make grilled chicken.
Put it on the bread.
Put it on some bread. And so anyway, so we get there and there's also a line in the drive-thru. So I have to wait in that line and we get up to the window and I say, hey.
Drive-thru?
I'm sure you have a grilled chicken sandwich, right? Because I mean, you know, come on. You guys always,
Sorry, ma'am. We no longer carry those.
That's what she said. She said, nope, we no longer have a grilled chicken sandwich. And so now a grilled chicken sandwich from McDonald's is supposed to be around 8 points. All right. I had to get a hamburger, the tiniest little hamburger you've ever seen. And that was also 8 points.
Is there a Domino's near you?
Probably. Yeah.
How many points? Someone you don't know. But anyone in the chat room know how many points is in one of those Domino chicken pizza things where they take chicken strips, but they like put sauce over it. So it's not a pizza. It's like chicken strip topping stuff.
Okay. Well, is there cheese? Because that would be.
Yeah.
Anyway, I had to have a tiny little
cheese
hamburger.
Cheese is points?
Yeah, cheese has points in it as well. Weight Watchers is not low carb. It's like a mixture of everything. It's like,
yeah, it's a little hodgepodge kind of a thing.
They look at the carbs, they look at the fat, they look at the sugar, they look at the blah, 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 and they try to steer you towards lean protein.
Okay.
And
well, I mean,
it's chicken.
It's chicken. That's lean.
So, yeah. Well, no, chicken breast is 0 points. That's why I eat a lot of grilled chicken sandwiches.
Well.
Because the chicken breast is 0 points, but the bread and whatever sauce they put
on it. How close is the nearest grocery store to you?
About the same as McDonald's.
So you could have just gone and bought some chicken breast.
Yeah, but I would have to cook it. I would have to come home and cook it. I had meat at home, but I would have to cook that meat.
So instead of cooking, what do you mean you didn't have time to cook? I cook while I'm in meetings. I just turn my video off. I take the meeting on my iPad and I turn the video off.
I don't know. The kitchen's downstairs. All my.
Oh my God!
Zoom you have to equipment
stretch.
Is up
you
here.
Have to stretch the cord all the way down to the. You have Wi-Fi in your house. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, I could join on my phone, I guess.
You know what? Are you guys use Teams or Zoom?
We use Zoom.
Oh. Teams has a neat new feature where you can transfer between your phone and your computer. So if you need to get up and leave, you can actually transfer it to your phone. And then I'll get in my car and it's played over like Bluetooth in my car. And then when I get back to someplace where there's a computer, I can transfer it back to my computer. So that's fun.
I'm always afraid if I take it out. Like occasionally I need to pee.
Yes. We were still like just starting the show and now we've just gone down this whole rabbit
hole. Did you ever say, how are you, Daniel?
Yeah, I did. I did the whole thing. Okay. It was one of the very first things I did. How are you doing tonight, Adam?
I'm great.
It's Friday night.
I had a burger.
Yeah, you had a burger. How many points was the burger?
It was 8 points.
8 points.
For that sad little... I like the flavor of a McDonald's burger. I know they're very bland, but if you ever have like an upset stomach and you're hungry, a McDonald's cheeseburger is perfect because it's bland enough. It's not going to hurt your stomach. It's just going to fill you up. It's got a nice flavor.
Yeah, it's one of those things that
it's approachable. That
it's a comfort food. But if you went to somebody's house and they like served it, you'd be like, what the fuck is this?
Right.
It's like, what the... I guess Adam but can't cook, and so I don't know what this
sometimes
is.
Sometimes if I'm hungry, but yet my stomach's upset at the same time, I will get a burger at McDonald's. However, they're very small, so normally I will get two and a large fry.
Now, there is something that I've made.
I couldn't do that.
There is something that I've made with McDonald's hamburger before. It's quite good. I found this recipe a long time ago for a White Castle dressing. So a White Castle burger dressing for Thanksgiving, you know, you make the dressing out of little White Castle burgers.
Oh, but I've heard of that.
We don't have White Castles around here. And so I just got McDonald's burgers and used that to do it. So fun with name brand products. I also, I made some Krispy Kreme bread pudding a few weeks ago. That was really good.
Oh.
Yeah. It's really good.
That is not on your keto. Was this on a Saturday?
Yeah, it was. It was on a Saturday. Actually, no, it was on a Sunday, but we, instead of cheating on Saturday that week, we waited and cheated on Sunday. Now, this coming Sunday is my birthday, so I will cheat both Saturday and Sunday this weekend.
You know what we should do?
What?
Happy birthday early, by the way.
Oh, wait, thank you.
We should play all these. You got a lot of birthday voicemails.
I did.
So we could.
We could.
I mean, it's just an idea. Mm-hmm. You can poo-poo the idea if you want to. Mm-hmm. We could intersperse a few calls throughout the episode.
No.
Okay.
Because like,
you want to play the contact.
I want to play the contact. I like a segmented show, Adam.
You like a bookended? Me too.
I mean,
you and I are similar that way. I like a segment.
Because that way you can skip it if you don't like it. I don't like this segment. And then you can skip it.
Oh, that's why we always just skip the news segment. And then it got erased. Right.
So I think a couple of weeks ago on this very show, you and I were bellyaching, for lack of a better word, about not getting a vaccine, like how hard it was for us to, other people were getting these vaccines and when's it going to be our turn and when can we get a vaccine? And then through two different things happened this past week that made both of us able to get our vaccines. Now you got the,
that's true.
You got the Pfizer vaccine, correct?
I did. I got the Pfizer vaccine.
So I wanted to correct something that you said on The Geeky Gay. The Pfizer vaccine.
Yes, please do, because I love your corrections.
You love it. The Moderna vaccine has a 4-week wait period between the first and the second dose. The Pfizer is a 3-week wait. And actually, it's not even a full 3 weeks. It's 18 days. So the Pfizer has a lower wait time between doses than the Moderna. So when you were thinking that it was going to be longer, that's the Moderna vaccine that has the longer one. The Johnson & Johnson has no wait because it's a single shot. But yeah, so there you go. When is your second thing scheduled?
April 15th.
Yeah, mine is scheduled for April 8th. So.
Oh, which one? Wait, what did you get?
The Pfizer.
And you, when was your shot?
So, funny story, I told this on That Darn Elvis, if you want to go check that out. But
I heard it today, but yeah. I don't remember when you said
story,
you got
long
it.
Long story short, it was Saturday morning. Like, we did Binx Minus Friday night. I went to bed. Yeah. Saturday morning, my phone rang, which I don't have my ringer on at all. I just happened to look over and see that it was lit up, and I picked up my phone, and it was some lady from the health department saying, like, I want to schedule you for your vaccine. We have appointments today. And I was like, oh, cool. So I did it on Saturday, like 2 p.m. on Saturday. And my second shot will be Thursday, April 8th. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that was 3 days. So I had mine on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And that would be Saturday, Sunday, Monday. That's 3 days after yours.
Yep.
But I'm actually getting my second one 7 entire days after you get your second one.
Yeah. I could have gone as early as the 7th, but I went with the 8th. Anyway.
I said this on Geeky Gay. It was totally not a big deal at all.
No, it wasn't.
I do not like shots.
Now, did you?
At all.
I never got out of the car. Mine was all drive-through stuff. Did you go in? You went in because I heard the story. Yeah, you went in.
Yeah, the reason I got it, for those of you who don't listen to Geeky Gay, which you can get at geekygay.com.
Or thegeekygay.com.
Thegeekygay.com.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Someone on Tuesday, I was so flattered. So we had, I know this
what,
is
they
an
listen
aside,
to your show,
I never
like, oh
do
my
this,
God, are you the Geeky Gay? Did they say that?
So on Tuesday, yes. On Throwing Down, mm-hmm. Joe invited on one of the listeners of Throwing Down that listens to Afterthought Media to talk about something. I don't know. I don't remember. Weight Watchers. He wanted to tell me I was doing it all wrong.
Yeah, of course.
And it was this straight lady, probably younger than me, really pretty, long hair, like all that kind of, like a totally normal person. Totally normal, straight woman. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh my God, I love you. I listen to your show every day and I love it. She's like, it is my favorite thing in the world when two or three of them are collected and I can listen to all of them at once. And I was like, oh my God, somebody actually enjoys my show and they're actually happy when they have more than
she's
one
like
of them
hoarding
to listen
them.
To.
She's hoarding them. She's just hoarding so she can them.
Anyway. I told this on Geeky Gay, but Mark works at a trucking company.
Yes.
And logistics workers were allowed to, that was one of the things in Arkansas. Oh my God. I'll talk about that later. So anyway, I'm just way like, choo, choo, choo. But his company got on the ball before Walmart did. And they said, okay, you know, we're doing this at our corporate offices. And so they did it inside. They set it up in their big, they have a big auditorium or whatever for big meetings. And they had all these tables and chairs and everything with nurses and whoever was. And it was really organized. They had dots on the floor, 6 feet apart. But there wasn't a line. We went, there was no line. We just walked right in. We went to one table. She said, here's your vaccine card showing that you got your vaccine. She took our consent forms. Mm-hmm. She said, go behind me to one of the tables with the nurse, went there, sat down. The nurse says, which arm do you want? And she says, it's not going to be that bad. She said, later you may feel like somebody punched you in the arm. And then she said, you know, relax your arm. And she just kind of grabbed my arm. And I felt the tiniest little prick.
I'm not going to make the joke.
And I hate shots, but it was not. I don't know if needles have gotten smaller since the last time I got my shot, but it was totally nothing.
Well, the thing here is this is an intramuscular shot, so I believe the needles are just very small so they can get inside the muscle. Anyway,
maybe
it's all of them are that way. They're all very small needles. I've heard that commented on by numerous people. However, Adam.
Yeah. Comma.
I totally forgot what I was going to say.
You're looking at the chat. Don't look at the chat room.
Look at the chat room. I was going to say that I know a lot of people now are eligible for shots. Someone actually in the chat room this evening, VJNet in the chat room this evening, Connecticut is doing 45 and plus next week. So he's going to be going next week to get his. I know that Nessa, after lots of angst, got her appointment. So Nessa is going to get hers. Here in Florida, they have announced that this coming Monday, they're dropping the age to 40 and older. And the following week, April 5th, they're dropping it to everyone 18 plus. So Zach has at most 2 weeks to wait before he is eligible to get his shot, which is really nice. So that means that we are closer than ever to being able to go and eat in a restaurant. So did you, I know what it was. Be careful about laminating your vaccine card, which you were joking about.
Well, I'm not going to do it until after I get my second one.
Don't do it at all. Those are thermal paper that they, if they use the sticker from the vaccine, the barcode from the vaccine, that's thermal paper. So if you vaccinate it, it'll just turn black. So just be careful. If they wrote it, if they hand wrote it, it's fine. But if they use the little barcode from the vial, then it's thermal paper. So
Cyclone is saying they no longer use the air syringes because people flinch. Oh, the air. I've never had a vaccine with an air syringe.
Yeah.
Is that the one that you see? I see the pinprick marks on the circular pinprick.
No, it's the
marks
one. It's the
on
one that
like
Beverly Crusher.
Where the,
it's the one that Beverly the Crusher uses on the Enterprise. Just that.
But isn't that, he's talking about the jet injector. Is that not the thing that all the old people, you'll see the circular scar or the impression
on their
arm?
No, what you're talking about there,
was it
smallpox?
Yeah, that was smallpox, but wasn't that some sort of gun?
No, that was the scar from the, so what would happen is where they injected it, because back then they actually used a weakened form of the smallpox vaccine, of the virus, and it actually made a blister like on your skin, and when it put, that's what left the scar.
I thought
behind.
That was because it wasn't they all from look the same. They're all like look like little needle pricks.
It wasn't from the injection. It was from the.
Are you sure? Are you absolutely sure of that? Because they're all identical. They're the size of a
mostly sure
a nickel, and they have multiple
mostly sure. You know what? If I'm wrong, then someone please call our voicemail. Let us know. Kathy Marshall is typing. She probably is telling me that I'm right. Because that's what Kathy Marshall does. Adam, you know what? We stream in front of the world's most amazing chat room here on Pride 48. Adam, who is joining us in the chat room this evening?
We have Auntie Scott. Mm-hmm. We have Cyclone, our wonderful producer.
Executive
producer. We have Lamont Cranston. We have TB. We have Gary. Mm-hmm. And I think that's it. I think that's
Kathy
all.
Kathy Marshall.
Kathy Marshall, Lamont.
Lamont Cranston. We have VJNet, who's here.
Wait, did I say? I must have said Lamont already.
I don't
VJ.
Know if I did.
I was reading the list.
Okay, great.
So I must
VJ's
have said
not
Lamont.
In the Discord list. VJ was just typing in the channel there, just like Gary. It doesn't matter, Adam. It's fine.
It doesn't
it's
matter.
Fine. You've offended people, and
I'm
you know,
sorry.
They're going
I'm
to
sorry to everyone.
Speaking of
that
offending,
I've offended.
Yeah, speaking of offending people, on the last show, you were going to be taking a 5-hour drive.
Yeah.
And I suggested an audiobook, one of my favorites, We Are Legion, We Are Bob. I know that you downloaded it. And I.
Oh, you wanted a. I forgot about that. You wanted a follow up on that.
I wanted to know, Adam, did you listen to We Are Legion, We Are Bob? Did you make it past like the first couple of chapters?
I listened to about 9 hours of that book.
Okay.
And I enjoy, look, I do, and it is enjoyable. I thought it was good. I did think, though, after he's cloned himself a bunch of times.
Yes.
It gets very confusing as to which one is talking and what's going on. There are so many different stories. One of them went back to Earth. One of them stayed on Andromeda, whatever, Mabjiggy, and came up with all these scientific discoveries. One of them went somewhere else. Mario was a loner and went off on his own. So I had a little bit of trouble keeping up, and it got a little tedious at that point. But I really like the concept of the story, and I am going to finish it. And I probably will listen to the other ones because I think there are like three other ones. It was enjoyable. Yeah. I wouldn't say it was the best book in the world.
There we go. Ding, ding, ding. I gave you something that you liked. So
I would say out of 5, I would give it a 3.
Oh.
3.5, maybe.
All right. We Are Legion, yeah, We Are Bob, first book of the Bobiverse. I loved it. So
have you listened to the other ones?
Yeah, there's 4 books. I've listened to all 4. In fact,
I didn't realize Audible original. It was written and performed only for Audible. It's not even a book.
No, it's a book, isn't it?
Well, I don't know, but it's an Audible original.
Yeah, Audible did that with a lot of sci-fi because audio book companies weren't doing a lot of sci-fi titles, and so Audible just started funding their own like recording place.
Yeah, but what I don't know is is there actually a book that you could go and buy a paperback book or a hardbound book?
Because it was on the New York Times bestseller list, so I'm assuming that it needed to be in hardcover form or paperback to do that. Let's see. We Are Legion. We Are Bob. Let's see what's available on the old Amazon. According to Goodreads, it is...
Well, I probably just assumed because it said Audible original.
Yeah. No, it's a book. You can buy the book on Amazon.
I didn't know Audible published paper copies of things.
Yeah, you can buy the paperback on Amazon for $12.99. You can buy the audiobook on Audible for $17.99. Or if you're a member of Kindle Unlimited, it is free on Kindle Unlimited.
I enjoyed it. I did enjoy it. I like to read or listen to books, and it is a good way to distract me when I'm driving. So,
okay. So, you need to talk about your neighbors.
Yeah. I don't like people in general. And so anytime the doorbell rings or anyone knocks at the door, I cringe a little bit. Mike Lawson would even say, oh, Adam has social anxiety or whatever.
I don't have social anxiety. I don't have social anxiety. And I cringe when I hear the doorbell or something like that. I didn't invite you here. Unless it's somebody I know. If it's somebody I know, then, oh, look, somebody so-and-so stopped by. How dirty is my house?
Yeah. And so the doorbell rings the other day and Mark is saying, I don't remember what he said, but he said something that made me believe it was one of his friends. Mm-hmm. But he said, would you get the door, please? And so I thought, oh, it's going to be someone bringing us food or something, because Filipinos have this tradition where when it's anybody's birthday or any sort of celebration, the person who has the birthday throws the party, cooks the food, does everything. And so now with COVID, mm-hmm. what they're doing is anytime one of the kids has a birthday, the mom and dad will cook food and deliver it to everyone's house because they can't have a party. And so I thought, oh, it's probably going to be one of them bringing some food or whatever. Fine.
Probably an emergency chicken sandwich.
Yeah, an emergency. So I open the door and it is not one of the Filipino
friends.
It was
not an emergency chicken sandwich.
It's the neighbor lady we call her the Lavender Lady. Now, the reason we call her the Lavender Lady is because when we first moved in, and they're the immediate next door neighbor. She's the one that called our shower the porn shower.
Oh.
Before we ever moved in. Right. So we were out here looking at the yard and they were having their house built and they were in their backyard and we were talking over the fence. Actually, I don't even think there was a fence there yet. Mm-hmm. So we were talking
standing on each side of that line where the fence would, yeah, would the eventually
imaginary
be.
Line. Yeah. Exactly. So anyway, we call her the Lavender Lady because after we moved in, they had gone lavender picking or something to some lavender farm, and they got a bunch of lavender and they put it in little bottles and they took it around to all the neighbors and said,
and that's how she knew,
here's some lavender.
That's why she knew about the porn shower. She's like, I got some lavender lotion for your porn shower.
So there she is standing at the door.
Lavender.
And I'm thinking, oh, you know. And I think she heard me because I said to Mark, I'm like, I don't want to answer the door. Why do I? I mean, that's kind of what I did. And I opened the door and she says, oh, don't worry. It's just me.
Yeah.
So she heard me complaining about opening the door. So anyway, we want to be nice. So we're standing there. We're chatting. Mark comes up. We're talking about stuff. Well, at some point she says, oh, we're not sure about the politics of the next door neighbors. So we were talking, but then she says, well, they're Trump people or whatever. And she kind of makes a face. And I remembered that we had seen a Joe Biden sticker on their window.
Yeah.
And so I don't know, for some reason, I just went off on, oh my God, I can't stand, my mom watches Fox News all the time. And I just went into this long, probably 10 minute tirade on Republicans. Mm-hmm. And the lady was just standing there and she was agreeing with me. She was like, oh yeah, yeah, we don't trust me. You know, we're on your side. We're liberal and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And Mark always thinks it's funny because he thinks that I tell my life story to everyone. Like, I'm too open when I'm talking to people. Right. I just say but I think that's more a Southern American thing.
Do you hand them a business card with like your website on it? And it's like, I do a podcast. No, if you want to listen to it, you can listen to my podcast. I talk every day and you listen.
No, I don't do that. But, you know, I'm chatty and I don't. And so I don't know why, but because she's kind of gave me that, you know, foot in the door, I took it. I just ran with it and was just talking. And she says, oh, well, the reason I came over is because my husband accidentally threw the dog's frisbee in your backyard. And I said, oh, no problem. I'll go get it. I said, but, you know, in the future, if you guys just need to go in the backyard, that's fine. So it ended up, me being this antisocial person, mm-hmm. It ended up, I invited them over for dinner when COVID is over.
Oh,
this is nice. How friendly I became with this woman. I said, oh, you know what? We should hang out sometime.
You should hang out.
You know,
come over.
I'll make dinner. She said, well, you guys can come over to our house too. We can make dinner or whatever. And so, I don't know. So maybe, you know, and I was thinking, it wouldn't hurt to be friends with our neighbors, even though I am fairly antisocial. But if right. they're liberal, you know, they don't have a problem with gay folk.
You know what, Adam? I am not antisocial. So let me just give you some tips to making friends.
Okay.
Making friends
give
with your neighbors.
Some tips.
Number one, you should probably know her name instead of calling her Lavender Lady. It's just that'd be a good thing. You know,
her name is Amanda.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Amanda Hug and Kiss.
Amanda. They don't have any kids. And I think they're either around my age or a little bit younger than me. Okay. So they're either, I think they may be between Mark's age and my age.
Okay. Now, is this the shirtless neighbor that was hot, or is that a different, is that the neighbor on the other side?
No, it's not the hot neighbor, but this is the neighbor that I remember when I feel like I told this on Mix Minus. I might've said it on Dubious Intent. I don't remember. We switched and you know, whatever, but on one of the shows that you and I do together. You remember the story where Mark and I went into our guest bedroom late at night
and
we were looking at something and we looked up and
you
our
were
window
staring
was open
at the neighbor and,
we
and
were
then
staring
he caught
at the
you
neighbor.
And then you're like, now you've made up a story in your head that I wasn't even looking.
That's the neighbor. Well, that's her husband.
Oh,
and she was saying that, oh yeah, my husband's not, he's kind of, you know, he's kind of an introvert as well. That's what I said. Yeah, I'm an introvert, you know, so I don't like answering the door. But she said, oh yeah, my husband is that way too. She said, I had to drag him out to meet various neighbors and convince him that we could stand 6 feet away and all this stuff. He also only has one leg.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he has a prosthetic leg on the other side.
Well, yeah, I would imagine either that or crutches or something. He doesn't just...
Yeah.
Hop around.
So anyway, just that. So, and then
Hoppy and Lavender, that's what we call them. Lavender Lady and Hoppy.
When I close the door, Mark says, oh my God, you got a little political there, didn't you? I mean, you know, and I said, I don't know. I think it was a breath of fresh air. I was like, oh my God, somebody I could talk to, you know?
Wow.
So that's it.
Now, how does that make you any better than the Fox News people? If you're like, oh, I hate Fox News. I hate this. Like,
well, actually, what I said to her is I've gotten to the point where I don't like any 24-hour news network.
Okay.
That I only want to see. I just want to see Good Morning America or, you know, the 5 o'clock news, the local news or something like that. I don't want to watch these 24-hour networks because they sensationalize everything.
Now, speaking,
because they want you to watch for 24 hours.
Speaking of Good Morning America, did you watch Falcon and the Winter Soldier tonight?
I did. I don't enjoy that show.
Okay. We
can talk about
it. Before we go any further, the chat room has a very pressing question. Did she get her frisbee back?
Yeah. Okay, I mean, great. I just went in. Well, I went into the backyard got the Frisbee and threw it over the fence.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She said, just throw it back in our yard.
Didn't even hand it to her. Just threw it.
No, she told me. She said, just go back there and throw it back in our backyard because it's our dog's toy.
Okay.
So, yeah, she got it.
All right. So you don't like the winter. You know what? I've heard that from numerous people that they don't like care for the Falcon and Winter Soldier show.
I don't like it, but it's probably just me because.
Well, I just said I've heard from a lot of people that they don't like it.
Well, the reason I don't like it is kind of the reason I don't like a lot of action type movies and things, because I feel like they're too much action and not enough story. And I still feel this way about Falcon and Winter Soldier. Is there's just so there's all this action that I don't even know who these people are. And I probably should, because I should have watched. And I'm not like you. I haven't watched every Marvel movie 5 times.
Yes.
So if I knew all the backstory just at the top of my, you know, just I knew everything about who these super soldiers were and all this kind of stuff, maybe I would be super interested. Mm-hmm. But I just found it to be, even the second episode, I thought, oh, they'll dig more into the story. And it seems very surface level as far as story is concerned, and mostly just, oh, bam, 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 let's fight and stand on top of trucks. And
well, I mean, these are comic book shows.
I know. I know.
If you open any comic book and open it up, they're going to be, you know, that's what people pick up comic books for, is the fight scene. So it's like, that's just a given. That is part of the genre, Adam.
True, but WandaVision had a story and then it worked its way up to action only the last couple of episodes.
Yeah, it did.
Also, if there's going to be action, I want fireballs shooting out of people's hands and stuff.
So let me ask you, this week Disney announced that they are pushing back Black Widow yet again. It was supposed to come out in May of 2021, and that was the latest push. And now it's now been pushed to June or July. But they have also announced that they are going to release it the exact same day on Disney Plus. So I have, because I care about Marvel films, it's Google knows that it's in my news feeds, and so I saw a whole bunch of pieces this week of industry folks that are highly upset that Disney is doing this. They're very upset that Disney is releasing a day and date on Disney Plus for this movie, which they had all decided was going to be the savior of the movie industry, or the movie theater industry. Was this big blockbuster thing?
Oh, I see. They
want
them to just release it in the theater.
Right. Now, let me ask you this. I will probably talk to Scott about this, because Scott is in the industry, so I'll probably talk to Scott about this on That Darn Elvis on Tuesday. But I just wanted to know this answer from you. Are you willing to pay $30 to see Black Widow at home instead of paying $40 to see it in the theater? Because I'm assuming you're like me. I only see movies in a theater where I have a reserve seat, that's the recliner. So I'm paying for the upscaled sound and recliner and stuff. So my tickets are already $20 a piece. So for the two of us to go and see a movie, it's $40. So to pay $30 to see it at home, where I can pause it as much as I want on my, I don't have an 85-inch television. I only have a 75-inch television. But when I can watch it on my 75-inch television with a great sound system on my couch, and I can pause it and go pee, and I can have my own snacks and do whatever I want, that's well worth it to me. I'm all in for this. Yes, I didn't pay it for Mulan or for Raya the Last Dragon because those weren't big draws for me. I just waited until they were free, and then I watched them. But absolutely, a Marvel film coming out, I am there. And I'm wondering if they make a lot of money off of this, because unlike a theater where they have to split the profits, that $30 is all profit to them. So it's like, the question is, Adam, would you pay the money to see the movie?
To see it at home?
Yeah.
I'm undecided about Black Widow because she's not my favorite character by far. And I feel like it's going to be a very Captain America-y type movie, which is going to be the type of action that I don't necessarily love, because that's also kind of what her character is. Mm-hmm. But in general, I'm just going to give you a generalization. If it's a movie that I think is going to have really good special effects and is going to that some of the main point of going to the movie or seeing the movie is seeing all the cool CGI stuff and the whatever, and all that.
But you can see that at home.
I know, but it's better on a movie screen in my, the huge movie screen. I may have an 85-inch TV, but I don't have a 1,000-inch, whatever size those screens are.
I mean, you could with a projector, but.
Well, I mean, not only you have a room big enough. I know you have that room with the 20-foot ceiling.
Right. You started your previous thing by saying, I don't like people. And I don't hate people, but I hate people in movie theaters. They are always talking, rustling, putting their feet up on something, being just total jackasses and everything. To me, to have a pristine, I'm one of those people that when I watch a movie, I watch the movie. I don't like talking. I pay attention to it. I want to know every single line of dialogue that is said. I want to follow everything that's going on in it. I cannot just casually watch something. I have to watch it. And I feel like this is made for me. This is great. I can now watch a Marvel movie at home without a bunch of nitwits being all loud and
so are you saying that you are going to watch it at home?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay. See, absolutely. I thought you were going the other way and saying.
No, I was just saying all these people that are screaming. I think the movie theaters are still going to do fine because I feel that it's just, there's a certain type of person that likes to have that movie experience and they're going to go have that movie experience, whether it's available for them at home or not. And there's certain people that don't like the movie theater experience. And the only reason that I go see a Marvel movie in a theater is because I really want to see that movie. And that's the only way I could see it prior to this. But to have it the same day, if I don't have to wait and can watch it at home, absolutely. I'm all in. Sign me up.
3, 2, 1. Contact is the secret, is the moment. When everything happens, contact is the answer, is the reason that everything happens. Contact. Let's make contact.
Excellent. It is the contact segment of the show. This is a segment where we play your voicemails and read your emails. Adam, do we have any emails this week?
I don't think so. Okay, do great. We have a lot of voicemails.
We do. We have 17 voicemails, Adam. 17 of them. Actually,
I'll look while you're 18,
actually. When I downloaded these, I didn't download the name with them, so we'll find out who they are. This is in the order in which they came in. For those of you who don't know, it's my birthday on Sunday. I asked for people to call and leave me a birthday voicemail, so let's find out who our first caller is, Adam.
All right. Hey, Daniel and Adam. This is Joe Batanz at Throwing Down, a show I do with Adam Burns.
Yes.
You know, I was crushed to hear recently that Daniel's mom passed away.
Yes.
I have Adam here with me, by the way.
Yes.
And
I think it's a minute time limit. So
it is not a minute time limit.
Yeah. It does it max duration 90 seconds. But anyway.
Okay.
How often, by the way, I have a question before I do. How often does Kathy Bacon just get cut off?
Like all the time.
A lot.
Okay. So anyway. By the way. Hi, Auntie Vera. I don't think Auntie Vera listened to the episode I was on with you, by the way.
I think he did.
I think she listens when Daniel's on.
No, I think he listened to the one you were on.
Why aren't you speaking?
Are you still recording?
I'm still recording. Anyway, Daniel.
Yes.
Did you receive the bereavement card I sent you?
I did.
I was wondering, because I never heard of you, if you received it or not.
Oh,
so,
I am such a bad person.
I was just checking
person.
In. Hope all is well. I love your show. Never miss a week. And keep up the good work. Thanks, everyone.
All right. I am such a bad person because I did get the card from Joe. And
you never thanked him for the porn.
I didn't. I never thanked him for the porn. Here's the thing, Adam.
Yeah. What is it?
I already have a Nextdoor Studio subscription.
Oh, no.
So
are you going to re-gift it?
Maybe we should give it away as a prize.
Oh, could. We could.
You know
we
what?
Could.
Gary Bearden is in the chat room this evening.
I'm sure Gary Bearden hires some of the Nextdoor boys
if you don't
him.
Have a Nextdoor Studio subscription, I will send you the information for that.
And Baptist beer.
But I did receive it, Joe. Thank you very much. I love that you changed the password to what you changed it to. Thank you. That was very funny. Auntie Vera in the chat room, excuse me, Auntie Scott in the chat room says, please tell Batanz I don't listen to anything he's on. Aw,
Oh, well.
So
I'll tell him.
But here's the thing, Adam, I forgot that Joe Batanz actually wasn't the first phone call that we got for my birthday. The first phone call we got, we actually played on the post show last week, I think.
Yeah. And do not have it?
I accidentally deleted it. So I want you to
I have it.
Well, then can you play that phone call from Gary Bearden?
Can you play another one and let me
prepare? Yeah. You can do that.
To do that?
All right. Yeah. Let's go to our next phone call. Here we go.
Oh my gosh. There's somebody else who wants to say happy birthday, Daniel.
Yes.
Come on over.
Seriously, all I want to do is sleep. But I will say this for the Daniels. Happy birthday. Happy Welp Day. Because you Welp. Happy. That was one of my years. Happy birthday. Now let me sleep. I'm tired. I'm very tired. See you later. Bye.
Oh, that was Eunice. It was Eunice, Adam. Eunice called me to wish me a happy birthday. Eunice achieved some amount of fame on that darn Elvis. She was the one that was like, I am sleeping. Leave me the fuck alone. Yes, that's Eunice. Thank you so much. I have a feeling several of these next phone calls are going to be from a particular co-host of mine. Let's go to our next phone call here, Adam.
Hey, Daniel, this is a complete stranger calling because I know that you requested birthday calls and I wanted to make sure that you got birthday calls. So this is a complete, you don't know me.
No.
You've never worked or co-hosted or anything. You don't know me.
Don't know
I
you.
Just wanted to say happiest of birthdays, many happy returns of the day, whatever the fuck that means. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you, random dock worker.
Those are a little loud coming through, by the way.
For you?
For me, they're getting a little distorted and crunchy.
I'm not hearing them crunchy here, so I don't know what's going on there.
I don't know.
Yeah. Let's listen to the next chat room. Are they coming through crunchy? I'm not hearing them crunchy here. Yeah, they're not hearing them crunchy. All right, here we go. Next ones.
Daniel, it's Christina from Greetings from Nowhere.
Hi, Christina.
And I wish you a happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Copyright, Big Fatty. Anyways, yes? Happy birthday, love.
Aww.
I hope you are having the bestest of days. Know that you are loved and that we are so happy you are still with us.
Aww.
Bye, guys.
Thank you, Christina.
She said that as if
I was on my deathbed.
On your deathbed. Do you want to hear the Gary one now?
Or yes.
Do you
wanna... play the Gary one now.
Okay. I don't know if I've ever played one of these. So,
Oh, maybe these aren't in order. Maybe I have to go and get these. No, that's in order. That's in order.
Wait a minute. Says the page that you were looking for is not found.
Yeah. I think I accidentally deleted it. It's okay. It's okay.
Oh, I thought you meant you deleted the email, and I still have the email. You meant you deleted the actual file.
I deleted the actual file. I was just going to have you recreate it, because he just sang me happy birthday. So can you...
Well, I could...
You can sing it.
Let's see.
Yes.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Daniel. Happy birthday to you.
Aw, thank you so much, Gary. I appreciate that. That is, it's very, you know, Gary didn't know how to join level 13, so I just signed him up this evening to be part of our secret behind the scenes club. It's not secret. We tell everyone about it. Called level 13. So
he called it listener 13.
That's right, listener 13. Let's go to our next phone call, though, Adam.
Yeah, I never like your shit, but I figure I better just... Call, you know, call and say happy birthday, and I hope you're getting all what you like, and I know what you like, and it's disgusting, and Jesus don't like it at all, but I hope you're getting it up the ass, because you so like it, and I just want to say happy birthday.
Okay.
That's all.
All right.
Happy birthday.
All right.
Lord Jesus, what's getting it up the ass? I never understand that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, random person who I've never heard of before. I appreciate it. You know, Adam, this is a time where these listeners are just coming out of the woodwork. The listeners that we don't normally hear from.
I know.
This is great.
We didn't even get a name.
I love this. Let's see who's next.
Oh my gosh. It's kind of a never ending thing. Someone else wants to say something.
I don't want to.
You have to.
I don't want
to. You have to. Come over here.
Oh, it's Howard.
Hi, this is Howard. Uh-huh. I don't know who you are, Daniels, but.
What
I'm supposed to say happy birthday, so happy's birthday, whatever. Seriously, I would rather go do something else, but I have to say happy's birthday. Otherwise, they don't feed me around here. I need dog protective services. Send dog protective services immediately. Howard. Well, kind. Happy birthday, Daniels.
Mm-hmm. Howdy, what do you mean you don't know who I am, Howard? I have met you before, Howard. I have petted you before. Just saying.
Daniels? Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Dan. He calls you Daniels.
We do that a lot with cat voices. Yeah, you tend to pluralize everything. I want the foods. Do you have the foods? Oh. I would like the foods. Yeah, it's a thing. Let's go to our next one here. I am being told that these are not in order. I apologize. When I downloaded them, they all have date signatures on them, and I assumed that they were coming in the right dates, but I see that they may be not. Anyway, I apologize if they're out of order. Here we go. Next one.
But the thing is, I can't remember.
Wait, here we go.
Hello, Daniel.
Yes.
And Adam, I'm calling you.
From the side of the road.
But the thing is, I can't remember why I'm calling you, because
you're on the side of the
show, little mix minus halfway through listening.
Yeah.
And then at the end, you said everybody has to call. There has to be more than two phone messages, but less than 50. So,
right.
I don't know. Why the hell are we calling? I think it's for a Kathy Bacon competition.
Yes, it is.
This is Scotty, by the way.
Yeah, okay. We know that, yes.
Bye.
I wonder how much just
Woodhaven.
I wonder how just random Australian road noise we've played on this show over the years from Scotty's phone calls.
You know, he should make a CD of environmental sounds
the
for movies.
The sounds of Australia. Or something. Just you know, voices.
He could sell it. There are all these sites where you can go and get background sounds and background video and stuff like that. He could sell his Australian flavor.
He could. Let's go to the next one, Adam.
Okay, let's do it.
Hello, Daniel. This is your favorite co-host calling.
Aww.
Well, maybe not whatever. Your favorite, but your best co-host.
Ah.
The most amazing. I would like to take some time to talk about myself, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. No, I'm calling to wish you a happy birthday, Daniel.
Aww.
It goes a little something like this. Happy birthday, Daniel. Happy birthday to you. Yeah, baby, happy birthday to you. Oh, mama, happy birthday, dear Daniel. Happy birthday to you and you and you and you and you and you and all of the yous around the world. Happy birthday, Daniel.
Thank you, Scott. That is Scott. That is my co-host on the award-winning podcast, That Darn Elvis, which you can hear every Tuesday. It usually goes out Tuesday.
Every single week. Yes, you can, Daniel. You can hear it every single week.
That's right. Unlike Throwing Down, which you can only hear every other Tuesday.
Every other. Yep.
Yeah. Let's go to our next one.
Whoops. There's someone else here, Daniel, who wants to wish you a happy birthday. Drew? Happy birthday to you.
Oh, God.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Daniel. Happy birthday to you. It's your birthday, Daniel. Happy birthday, Daniel. Oh, your birthday, Daniel. You're cute,
that's
Daniel.
Terrible.
I'm sorry.
Happy birthday, Daniel. Daniel, it's your birthday.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
Ooh, did you like that? That was like the 60s, 70s.
That was a nice fade.
I think so, too. Happy birthday, Daniel. Hope you enjoy and get and do everything you want.
Thank you.
Butt's clean.
Yeah.
It would not be a phone call from Scott without some kind of butt reference in there.
How many drinks in were they this point?
I'm assuming this is probably early in the evening. Thank you. That was Drew, everyone. Drew O'Brien, the award-winning author. You can find his books on Amazon.
I wish I could just reach around and get his book.
Amazon.com. Let's go to the next one here.
Hello, Daniel. Also, hello, Adam. But this voicemail, it isn't for you.
No.
Because it's not your birthday.
Right.
But Daniel, your birthday.
It
this
is.
This is your birthday song. It isn't very long. That's it.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you.
You mean the world to me. I got to start. You know, Adam, you mean the world to me too, but this is for Daniel.
You've already told Daniel.
That's
you've
fine.
Already, you've
Daniel,
already
that's
told
fine.
The world to
yes.
me.
Yes. And I'm just so happy that I know you. Uh-huh. And I can still remember the first time I met you in Vegas.
Yes.
In line for food, which yes. is very fitting for our friendship. So
true.
All the best, buddy. I look forward to seeing you in September. Mm-hmm. And you have a great motherfucking birthday. I don't
yes.
know if you're allowed cussing. I think you do, but
yeah.
you can beep that.
Pretty
in
much.
Post.
Beep,
and,
yeah.
Adam, happy birthday for whenever your birthday is. I don't know. You don't whore yourself out like Daniel does.
Thank
all right.
You.
This is a Seder all together. Catch you later.
Catch you later.
Yeah. Bye-bye. And Seder, I was going to make a joke about him crying the first time he met Vera and not when he met me, but you know.
Well, I'm going to say this.
Yes.
Seder needs to make sure that he doesn't cancel this time, because he needs to make sure for your birthday, he actually lives up to his responsibilities and goes to see you. Not
that's
comes.
Right. Comes
he doesn't, to. No, he doesn't need to come.
No, he just needs to come to Florida. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. In September. Kathy Marshall in chat room is pointing out that there are a lot of Scots. Got Scotty and Scott and Scott and Auntie Scott and yeah. And Joe.
Scott
and
yep.
Christina. So, all right, here we go. The next phone call.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Daniel. Happy birthday to you. And many more. On Channel 4. Oh, I love myself.
Is it Elmo? I think that's Elmo. Was that Elmo?
I don't know.
It sounded maybe. A lot like
oh,
Elmo.
Yeah. Elmo? No. Elmo listens to Mix Minus?
I've met
oh
Elmo.
My gosh.
I met Elmo in a back alley.
Oh,
once
really? Did,
and
did you tickle Elmo?
I did that's where you got the
okay.
idea yeah it was the yeah thank you Elmo, that's very nice. Let's go to our next one.
Hello Daniel, this is Brian in the Berries in Connecticut.
Hi Brian,
saying hello from the illustrious Nutmeg State.
Yes,
wishing you a happy birthday and hope that 2021 ends up much better than 2020.
Yes. Well, that's not a very high bar. That's a very low bar. Thank you, Brian. Brian, formerly from Danbury, I believe they've now moved, which is why they're no longer Brian in Danbury. So they've moved.
Probably.
Yeah.
The Bryans, formerly known as the Danburys.
That Brian
or
and Kevin.
Something
yeah.
like that.
And yeah. and what are we calling Junior? I know Junior's real name. I don't want to say Junior's real name. So it's like, I just Junior and who's no longer Junior.
Yeah.
He's getting old.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see him. I follow him on Facebook. Well, I don't follow him. I follow Brian and Kevin. Anyway, you know what I'm trying to say. Thank you, Kevin. Brian.
Anyway.
I just said thank you
anyway.
To Kevin.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate it. Let's go to our next one. What? This is
what?
What?
Why don't you just send him your demo? Jesus. My demo tape, my voiceover demo. You're saying I should send... That's not very nice.
No, but it's accurate.
What? Is this recording? Oh, shit. Happy birthday.
I know. Happy birthday, Daniel.
I'm not sure who that was, but thank you.
Wasn't that Drew and Scott again?
I don't know. 325... Message for I don't.
He talked about a demo tape.
Oh yeah,
so,
yes it was. Yes it was.
Yeah,
oh, okay, it was.
Yeah.
I usually can pick out Scott's voice. All right, here we go. Next.
Hello. I get a little nervous when I'm recording, and I just wanted to say, Daniel, mm-hmm. I so enjoy all of your what shall I call them? All of your incarnations on. Not the radio, but the internet as it
yes,
will
yes,
never
yes.
shall be, amen. Oh, you know, I tickle myself privately, of course. Happy birthday, Daniel, sending loads of love.
It was it wasn't the queen, because she didn't say we. So, you know, the royal we there, so. But thank you.
I know.
Thank you. We yeah. have an international audience, Adam.
That reminded me of, I wonder if that was Dame Edna.
No, that was not Dame
Edna. Dame Edna. That's
Australian.
Who that kind of sounded like, Dame Edna.
Dame Edna was Australian. Yeah, but that was not Australian.
True.
There was no traffic noise behind it.
is that how you can tell if it's an Australian?
I have heard that it is a Daniel Brewer birthday.
Yeah.
And that he has reached a ripe old age of 54.
Yes.
And that is very old.
Yes.
So I want to say to Daniel, you only have moments left. Make the most of them. Happy birthday to you. It's a good thing you're not a Jew.
Someone in the chat room says Colonel Klink. It sounds more like Schultz. Like Colonel Klink had a very high kind of sing-songy kind of voice. Maybe that was more General Hofstetter. Anyway, you have no idea.
Yeah,
what
I don't know.
About.
I don't know.
Did you ever watch Hogan's Heroes?
I didn't. I didn't like it.
Thank you, random German person. That is very nice of you. Let's listen to the next one.
Hi, Daniel.
Yes.
This is Pete in San Francisco, California.
Hi, Pete.
Longtime listener, first time caller.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I've been listening to you since the early days of the original Dubious Intent.
Oh, wow.
I'm so delighted to have this opportunity to tell you how much I've enjoyed your podcasting over the years.
Thank you. In fact,
it's long overdue. Everything from your technology insights to your rants and raves to your loving abuse of your co-host and best friend, Adam Burns. Hi, Adam. I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Hello.
Daniel, I hope this doesn't come on too strong, but Every time a podcast of yours drops into my feed, a smile crosses my face.
Aww.
So here's to many more years of podcasting to come, and I wish you a very happy Studio 54 birthday.
Aw, thank you. It's Pete in San Francisco.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow, such a glowing review.
I know.
I'm going to have to pimp my birthday out when it comes.
Well, you know what they say, Pete. You know, now that you know how to call us again. Thank you. We appreciate it. All right. And then I think this is the penultimate one because we got another one just right before the show started. And this is the last one I downloaded before that. So I believe this is the penultimate voicemail here. Let's go.
Hey, Daniel. Hey, Adam. This is Jan calling from Switzerland.
Oh,
hello.
First time caller, but long time listener.
Yay.
Daniel, I wish you a very happy birthday. Enjoy your day, and I hope you get a big old piece of cake.
Oh, thank you, Jan. You know, birds are in, was it Sweden, did he say? Where did he say he was from? Hold on, I have to play that again.
Hey, Daniel. Hey, Adam. This is Jan calling from Switzerland.
Switzerland. Yeah, so it's birds in the background in Switzerland as opposed to the traffic noises in Australia. That's the that's how you tell them apart, Adam, in case you were curious.
Is it Switzerland that has the cuckoo clocks?
I thought that was Germany, but they could be Switzerland.
If it is, it's fitting. You know, how did he say Jan?
Yeah, Jan.
Jan. Yeah. I don't know where, either Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, I'm friends with Jan, and I always wondered if he was a listener or just some random person that followed me at one point.
Well, now you know.
So it's really good to hear from him because I wasn't sure. So, hi, Jan.
I was wrong because another one has come in. So that makes this one the penultimate voicemail.
Oh,
so let's
okay.
listen to this one.
Hello, this is Vijay.
Hi, Vijay.
I'm leaving a message for Mr. Adam, letting him know I enjoy his geeky voice. And also want to leave a message for your co-host, Daniel Brewer.
Yes.
And wish him a very happy birthday.
That's me.
I also left another message on Daniel's other podcast with Auntie Scott or Auntie Vera.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like Daniel is like that sticky thing that keeps a lot of things together. So
glue.
I hope Daniel, you have a sticky, sweet, and tasty birthday.
Ooh.
And hope to hear from you guys soon. Ciao.
Yay. Thank you, Vijay. Vijay is actually here in the chat room with us this evening. You know what? Speaking of sticky and sweet, I'm not a big chocolate fan. You know that, right, Adam?
I think I know that. Yeah.
So I'm having strawberry cobbler for my birthday. That's what I'll be having. Strawberry cobbler. That'd be good.
Yeah, I'm okay with chocolate. I like a chocolate pie. That's if I'm gonna have chocolate, I want either a brownie or a pie.
No, yeah, I'll eat a pot brownie, but yeah. All right.
No, I just a regular brownie.
Here's our last call, Adam. Our very last call for today. Here, let's hear who this is.
Hey, Mix Minus. Hey, Daniel. Hey, Adam.
Yes.
Calling to wish Daniel a happy
Hello.
Birthday. This is Scott from Northern California.
Oh, hi, Scott.
Seems like there's so many Scots calls.
There are a lot of Scots,
happy
yes.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday Aww. To you. Happy birthday, Daniel. Great show, you guys. Thanks.
Thanks. Thank you, Scott from Northern California. I don't believe you called in before. You thank
guys,
you so much.
Wait a minute. Now, thank you for calling, Scott,
yes.
By the way.
Yes.
We love you. And from the bottom of our hearts, why don't all, I never do this.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to turn this into anything.
Uh-huh.
But we have so many listeners that should call in more often. All of these, I mean, I'm really happy that we got the phone calls, but you guys call in all the time. Just call every, Auntie Scott, leave us 20 voicemails every week. That's fine.
Then we don't have to do work, that. Right? Then we don't have to do work. There were some other phone calls that came in for my other show, That Darn Elvis, which I'll be playing on that show. So thank you guys for all thank you. I was terrified last week when I asked for phone calls because I was like,
that you wouldn't get any?
I was like, oh, I'm going to get like three. You get like three. Because I'm guilty of this. I subscribe to a lot of podcasts, but I don't always get a chance to listen to them. Like sometimes I have other ones that I'm listening to or something and I don't get around to listening to them, or I listen to them occasionally, whatever. And so I feel like maybe a lot of people do that to us too, right? They're not going to listen to us every single week, but they listen to us occasionally, and which is fine. No problem whatsoever. And I realized that I started asking for phone calls last week as opposed to like making this build up kind of a thing. So thank you. That was amazing for my birthday. I really do appreciate it. You guys have made my year. 3, 2, 1. Adam.
Mainly just because he could play that bumper.
I know, I do love.
That's
I do,
his favorite bumper of to all time.
I do love that bumper, but let's, you know what I love even more?
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, question. Do we want to do the news game this week? Because we did do a lot of phone calls.
I think we have time. Might as well.
I mean, I know we have time, but we also have our big packet from our executive producer and everything. And
we can do it quick.
All right. All right.
Oh, you know what?
Yes.
I think we should just skip to the minute to win it question.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You just want the ones that I'm not going to make.
Because those are faster. It only takes a minute. It's fun for everyone.
I see. Well, then in that case, Adam, let's put 60 seconds up on the big clock.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
What mile-wide break in the Zambezi River has been dubbed Smoke That Thunders?
Auntie Scott's thighs.
Incorrect. Victoria Falls. Mm-hmm. What was the first 34-letter word uttered on the silver screen?
34-letter. Triskaidekaphobia.
Incorrect. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I should have known that one. Yes.
What Russian revolutionary was sent to Kazakhstan in 1929, deported to Turkey, and killed in Mexico?
Tsar Nicholas.
Incorrect. Leon Trotsky.
Oh, wow.
What's North America's largest rodent?
The gerbil?
Incorrect. The beaver. What two items of clothing did designers combine to create a skirt?
Skirt and shorts.
That's correct. Yeah! And what pro sport tries to break ties with a sudden death overtime period of 5 minutes?
Hockey.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you.
Yeah. Thank you.
You got 2 out of 6 on your birthday.
Out of six, Adam. That is amazing. I don't. That was pretty bad. You know what, Adam?
You got the sports question.
I know. How did I? You know what? It's because I listened to that podcast called The Seder Sphere, and he talks about hockey, which that's the only possible way that I could have known that. I'm completely lost as to where I'm at. There I am. I have to grab this device. Adam, I wanted to talk to you about your Mac Mini.
I would love to talk to you about my Mac Mini. What would you like to know, Daniel? I'm a Mac expert now.
Right. So I was looking at it and I was like, oh, well, maybe I might be interested. You know what I would... let me ask you this question. Is GarageBand Live Loops available on the Mac Mini?
I do not know the answer to that question.
Okay, great.
Why wouldn't it be though?
It's kind of built for the iPad, I think. I don't know that it's on the Mac, but I mean, it definitely works really well on the iPad. So
Well, is that a separate app or is it?
Well, no, it's a separate piece.
Can you do it in GarageBand?
So it's all right. So live looping is, I'll tell you what, because last week, if you recall, I was like, oh, we should put music behind the segment that we do for that comes from our producer, right? And I was like, oh, we should have, well, I need some music to put behind that. And so I actually ended up using this live loop thing to make a song. Is this the right one? I think this is the right one. So I don't know if you can see this. Can you see this? It's like a little grid of like loops and stuff.
It.
And you can, so it's like, if I attach this here, then we so like, see, it has that, right? So it's kind of, and then I can make it go to the next thing, which is, so I'm just going through these different pieces that I have built together there. And it kind of gives me a way to kind of build a song off of those things. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I can also do like cool, like,
I
little,
didn't know you can play the guitar. Did you?
No, these are loops.
Do that on your guitar?
No, these are loops. I put these loops together from pre-done loops. I could also do this. I can, right? I can do that. And you kind of do that stuff. You sit there and play with it. You can do that weird, like, little thing that, like, they like to do like that. You know what I'm saying?
I can't. So I Googled it, and I can't find anything about live loops on a Mac Mini. It's it all. Everything I get says download the app on your iPad. So I'm not really sure. Cyclone is posting an article that says create custom Apple loops in GarageBand on Mac. So, I don't know.
There's a flute, Adam. It's got a flute in it.
Oh, wow.
This is just fun to sit there and push buttons.
We had a trombone teacher who also played flute when I was in college. And I always thought that was a weird juxtaposition. That's probably the wrong word, but you play trombone and flute.
Yeah. So
how did that happen?
Right.
But, like, how did he all of a sudden?
So I just wanted to say, because they're saying in the chat, right? I know that GarageBand is available on Mac. The regular GarageBand is, you know, does recordings and it has some, I just didn't know if the live looping piece of it was an iPad only thing, iPad, iPhone, other, because I've only seen it for iOS. I didn't know if it was on the Mac or not. Anyway, if you could check into that for me.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I might be willing to spring for a Mac, because it's like the one thing that I don't know exactly how to do is to hook a MIDI keyboard up to my iPad so that I could record my own loops, which is what I would want to do next. So that's why I was curious about that. But I think the other thing that would be the selling point for the Mac on my end would be to send you like one of my video projects and see how long it took it to render in Premiere Pro, as opposed to my 12 core machine here. So
I have done no benchmarking or anything like that. All I know is I've had zero problems. Everything, Audition, which hasn't even been rewritten for M1 chip, is a lot faster than on my Windows machines. I'm running Zoom, Discord. I've got Audition open right now. I've got FileZilla. I'm remoting into another Windows machine. I've got the live switcher software open. I've got all this stuff open all at the same time. No issues at all.
Okay. Well,
so it's working like butter.
I mean, mine doesn't have any issues at all either.
Well, yeah.
But it's a nice machine. I'm not saying it's not a nice machine. I think that's the difference. And I also have a nice gaming machine, which happens to be a Windows machine, but I think it is the same. Anyway, Adam, it doesn't matter. Every single week here on this show, we get a big packet of data that comes in from our executive producer, Cyclone. These are all things that happen on March 26th of some year. This is from the... This is from the Mix Minus Research Center Archives Test and Test Kitchen. I should learn how to talk. These are all things that happen on March 26th. By the way, happy National Spinach Day, Adam.
Thank you.
Yeah. National Spinach Day started in... It doesn't say when it started in it, but not only does spinach provide iron, it's also an excellent source of vitamin K, vitamin A, and vitamin C. Not to mention manganese and magnesium. So if your manganese is low, Adam, you should have some spinach.
I don't really like spinach all that much, but I think it may be.
Yes.
It tastes. I've said this before. I feel like I'm repeating myself, but have you ever bitten your cheek and bled into your own mouth?
Yes.
Or brushed your teeth a little bit too hard and had a little bit of blood.
So you're saying it tastes like blood.
Or,
yeah. So it tastes
like
the iron
I'm eating
in the blood.
Yeah. Like I'm a vampire.
Right.
I wouldn't make a good vampire.
Spinach is healthy. It's adaptable and it reduces like crazy. This day in LGBTQ history, in 1973, the first formal meeting of PFLAG happened. That's Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays, took place at the Metropolitan Duane Methodist Church in Greenwich Village. So, there you go. Have you ever met anyone from PFLAG?
Oh, I don't know, but I probably have. I think of the mom on Queer as Folk.
Yeah. Yeah. PFLAG moms are a lot like that. I've been on radio shows with them before where they've talked, and they, back in the days when it wasn't quite as accepted as of being out as it is now. And yeah, they're definitely our allies. I love PFLAG a lot. They love us too. In 1990, fashion designer Halston dies of AIDS at age 57. He was an American fashion designer who rose to international fame in the 70s. In special Disney-related news, in 1990, Alan Menken and Howard Ashman's Under the Sea from Disney's Little Mermaid wins an Oscar for the best song at the 62nd Academy Awards. And also in 1994, on this day, at Epcot, Food Rocks, an animated musical food group review, replaced Kitchen Cabaret, which had been closed since January. Do you know who the host of Kitchen Cabaret was, Adam?
No, I've never heard of Kitchen Cabaret.
Bonnie Appetit, Adam.
Is it a drag queen?
No, she was the host of Kitchen Cabaret.
But doesn't that sound like a drag name? I could just see on the next season of RuPaul's Drag Race, you know, okay, on stage one, it's Bonnie Appetit. That sounds like a drag name to me.
Okay.
Sashay away.
Let's see. On this day in history, Dr. Jonas Salk announces the polio vaccine. So March 26, 1953. There's a lot of stuff about that.
That's the one that put the little pinpricks in the arm.
No.
You thought it
was smallpox. That was smallpox. This is polio. In 1997, Heaven's Gate cult members were found dead. Do you remember that?
I watched the documentary on that on HBO Max. It was so good. I really like a documentary.
Yeah, really good.
It was really good.
21 women and 18 men of varying ages were all found lying peacefully in matching dark clothes and Nike sneakers and had no noticeable signs of blood or trauma. It was later revealed that the men and women were members of the Heaven Gates religious cult, whose leader preached that suicide would allow them to leave their body containers and enter an alien spacecraft hidden behind the Hale-Bopp comet.
Yeah. It was picking them up. Just
here to pick them up. And in 1920, F. Scott Fitzgerald's first novel was published. Do you know what it's called?
Oh, no, and I'm not.
It's called This Side of Paradise.
Oh, yeah, that's my favorite. F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Really?
Work.
Really? Yeah. What was it about?
It was, I don't want to bore everyone. I don't want to brag that I'm a literary, you know, genius.
Right. Those are the things that happened on this day in on March 26th in some year. God, I can't talk. I cannot talk. Let's see. I want to fade this out over here. And then, you know what, Adam, there was a number one movie at the box office on March 26th. And, I'm going to play you a theme song from one of the movies.
All right.
And you're going to tell me what movie it is.
Okay.
I lost it. So I have to find it again.
It sounds like typing.
I have to find it again. There were a lot of phone calls. I had to juggle a lot of things around for all these. Here we go, Adam. What movie is this from? Any thoughts?
I don't think I've seen this, but it sounds like it would be the theme song from Batman v Superman: Dawn of Justice.
That is correct, Adam. That is Batman v Superman. I also did not watch that film because I don't watch DC films. But yeah, not a lot of great choices this week for theme songs. Let's see, what was it? Batman versus Superman, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Inside Man, Spy Kids, Taxi Driver, and the Hoodlum Priest or Hoodlum
Priest. Well, the Birdcage is on the list. That's a good one for a theme song.
Yeah, but I only go for the ones that are in colored.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, because the colored ones are different from last week, or they're new titles from last week. So the Birdcage was last. We had that one last week. You may have even played that. I've slept since then. I don't remember. It does kind of ring a bell.
Yeah, Adam, that's what we do. That's what we do. It's every single week. We'd also like to say a very happy birthday to people. Jonathan Groff turns 36. Natasha Leggero turns 47. T.R. Knight turns 48. Larry Page turns 48. Leslie Mann turns 49. And Kenny Chesney turns 53. Also, Jennifer Gray.
I'm making a lot of noise.
Yeah, you are. Also, Jennifer Gray turned 61. Vicki Lawrence. I don't know if you know who that is, Adam.
That's Mama.
Yeah, she turned 72 today. Lisa Gibbons turned 64. And Martin Short turned 71. Steven Tyler turned 70. There's a lot of people on this day. And let me tell you, Steven Tyler turned 73. Diana Ross turned 77. James Caan, 81. Nancy Pelosi, 81. Alan Arkin, 87. By the way, Alan Arkin is batshit crazy. I like... listen to his audiobook. He is batshit crazy. Sandra Day O'Connor turned 90. And Leonard Nimoy was born on this day in 1931. And Tennessee Williams was also born on this day in 1931. So happy birthday to each and every one of you from us to you.
Okay. Also, in 2 days, yes. Daniel Brewer will be 54.
That's right. But that did not happen on this day,
Adam. No.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Soon. Let's see, anything else that we want to cover on this here? I'm wondering if we should just drop the TV guide thing, because I feel like that's more of a visual thing.
I think it is more visual.
It's more of a visual thing, but we can still talk about what happened in the Weekly World News. This is from March 26 of 1996. Amazing spice that reverses heart disease, music that cures stroke damage, and a hot new way to melt stress and lift your spirits. That's right, Adam. You can create miracle cures from dozens of common ailments right in your own home. Easily and as cheaply, says a top medical expert. The amazing home remedies are safe and extremely effective, according to Dr. Anthony G. Fielding, a leading nutritionist and author of more than a dozen books. You know what? I bet you.
What is spinach?
I bet you if we dug into Dr. Anthony G. Fielding's, we'd find out that he is not, in fact, a medical doctor. It's like, probably has
probably
like
not,
a doctor of nutrition.
You know, if you think about it, you know, back in the day, they used to, you had a headache, you would go out and find a particular kind of tree and you would peel off the bark and you would literally chew tree bark and it worked.
Oh, yeah.
So, of course, these home remedies work. We just, there's no need for home remedies anymore because we have pills. You can go to the store.
We put the tree bark you can buy. In a pill. If you have back pain, you should drink tea from a white willow bark available in health food stores. Its natural anti-inflammatory power beats pain. Also, sleep in the fetal position with a pillow between your knees. There you go. That's all you need.
But for the zombie apocalypse, if we find out what all these plants are and grow them in our backyard... we don't have to, you know, if everyone goes and grabs everything from the pharmacies, we'll still have the willow bark in our backyard. So.
Adam, if you feel that you are suffering from obesity, there's a cure for that. You eat an 8-ounce portion of beans several times a week.
Okay.
I don't know.
And your partner hates you
eat your largest meal before 9 a.m. every morning. This is the time when you burn off calories most quickly. There you go.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, I know. You're one of those weirdos that thinks that it's just calories.
You can eat whatever you want.
You think it's just calories in, calories out. You know, Adam, that has been disproven so many times.
No, it has not.
If it was that simple, then no one would be overweight. If it was literally just
people eat too many calories.
No, that's not true, overweight. Adam. Absolutely not true. But we're just going to have to like agree to disagree because I agree with you. Yeah, we'll agree. You agree that we disagree. All right. Adam, thank you so much for spending my birthday weekend here with me. I mean, not the whole weekend, but just, you know, the
night. I mean, I would have anyway.
Before the birthday. But, you know, but thank you for doing that. And also thank you every single Scott that called. Also to every single Christina, Joe, and Jan, and I'm going to miss somebody, Gary, and Paul, and anyway, thanks to everyone who called and wished me a happy birthday. VJ. I left out VJ. Anyway, if you want to send us an email, you can do so. It's contact@mix-podcast.com. You can send us a voicemail, voicemail.mix-podcast.com. Anything else that I forgot?
Well, you forgot to thank Eunice and Howard.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, Eunice and Howard and Scott and Drew.
And T-Scott's mixtape and the German guy.
Random German guy, some mildly racist guy. It was like,
The bird from the cuckoo clock and, you know, so many people. This show is part of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.